All right, hey, my name's Kelly Soto, and the name of my piece is Exodus 8:10, There is no one like the Lord our God. So as I was looking at some of these questions, I thought I would answer about how long did it take me, because it took me well over 2 months of working on this piece bit by bit. I had a lot of trial and error, and for a while I did not feel confident or content with what I was coming up with. Thankfully, my husband and friends and family kept encouraging me to be patient and allow myself time to really step back and reflect on what it was that I wanted to convey in this piece. It was through that process of learning to be patient with my art and with myself that I eventually was able to create something that I felt satisfied with. And also too, I think it's important to talk about why I spent time on art. I think spending time on art is not only a great creative outlet, but also a great way to help with practicing patience with yourself. This process really showed me how often I lack patience when it comes to my art or just other things I'm doing in my life. And I want to devote a couple of hours tops usually to things and then just have some kind of masterpiece, and really that's just not realistic. And I felt like this process was really teaching me that. So it was a great way for me to practice patience with myself and this process and be okay with having time to, you know, look back and reflect on what am I trying to convey in this piece, allow myself to have trial and error, and maybe not loving everything that I create right away and being okay with that. Also too, as I was looking at these, I wanted to think about, okay, what passage as I've been reading the book of Exodus really stood out to me that inspired me in this piece? And it was Exodus 8:10, which is why I chose that as the title. And Exodus 8:10 says, "There is no one like the Lord our God." And that verse I felt like really summed up what I was trying to convey in my drawing. Although the burning bush and the parting of the Red Sea are just a few of the countless miracles that God performed throughout the book of Exodus, I felt like that verse really expressed the awesomeness of who God is, and that he is in fact the only one who can do all things, and that no one ever has nor ever will compare to him. And this verse caused me to respond because I think it's the perfect verse to really summarize that never in history has there been anyone who's been able to do anything comparable to our God. No one's been able to ever perform these kinds of miracles. No one's been ever been able to show themselves as being almighty like our Lord. And what I love about this verse too is that not only is it expressing God's awesomeness, but it's really humbling to realize that he has chosen to do such amazing things on our behalf because he loves us. And it also, of course, glorifies him.